Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Eddie Murphy, party of 10. Yeah. Congratulations, Mr. Eddie Murphy. He and his fiance welcome their 10th child. Well, Eddie Murphy welcomes his 10th child. They have two babies together. The baby's name is Max Murphy. Just after Thanksgiving, he was born November 30th. Baby Max, born a healthy 6 pounds, 11 ounces, 19 inches long. Let's play that number. Before Max made his entrance, Eddie and Paige welcomed a baby girl named Izzy 2 years ago. Luckily, their tiny tots will never be without a babysitter because Eddie has kids close to 30 years old. Yeah, two of them 29, 128, 26, 24, 19, 16, 11, 2, and 4. Yeah, he's been busy. That's why we can't get a damn stand-up. So the iconic singer-musician Prince is making power moves even after death. Universal Pictures has negotiated a deal with Prince's estate to develop a movie with a fictional plot narrated by several classic Prince songs. Universal is creating the film with another one of their famous projects in mind, Mamma Mia. And Ava DuVernay confirmed that she will be producing a Prince documentary for Netflix. So that's something separate with exclusive archival footage from his estate. So we'll have two good things to look forward to. All right. Will and Jada Pinkett Smith reportedly, allegedly involved in a $1.4 million link to Dwayne Martin's alleged bankruptcy scam. Yeah, this hit me hard too. In the midst of a complicated divorce with Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell Martin, Dwayne Martin is now being accused of scamming with a $1.4 million loan that he received from his friends Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. And according to court documents obtained by TMZ, it states that Martin used a hefty loan from his friends the Smiths to purchase a home and then later sell it for a larger profit, intending all along to keep the cash. Martin did file bankruptcy, where he allegedly failed to disclose the hundreds of thousands of dollars in profit that he had received from a clothing store and real estate investments. He's now being asked to cough up the money he's allegedly been hiding. Dwayne Martin and ex-wife Tisha Campbell Martin filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy back in 2016, claiming about $15 million in debt. The pair submitted for divorce in 2018, February. Tisha is claiming her ex-husband is also hiding funds from her during their marriage. The Smiths are not being considered guilty for granting the real estate loan, so they lawyered up as well. Kodak Black almost got arrested in Hollywood, but he's okay now. Kodak Black did dodge a metaphorical bullet, according to All Hip Hop News, after he was involved in a fight at Playhouse Nightclub in L.A. on November 30th. And although police were called to the nightclub, Kodak was initially detained and cuffed, but walked away later from the incident a free man. According to TMZ, a fight did break out later at midnight. Police contained it, were able to make sense of the situation. Kodak was handcuffed, but then won't face any charges. Timing of the incident is curious, though, considering his upcoming album, Dying to Live. I need these artists to stop coming up with these titles, because we didn't learn from Biggie and Tupac. Anyway, get ready for the new album, Dying to Live. It's set to drop December 14th.